Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show, where ordinary heroes tell extraordinary stories during unique and never been heard before conversations with your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Hillary's unique listening and way of asking questions results in conversations that aren't usually talked about, so you can create the life that you really want but are afraid you can't really have. We are demonstrating the greatness in the human spirit in creating a world where we all reclaim our birthright of joy, happiness, purpose, and passion. Now, here's your host, Hillary Arno Burns. Welcome to the Getting Real with Hillary show. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Rita Kwan. She is a wellness strategist, coach, author, and mentor for entrepreneurs interested in longevity and freedom. Welcome, Ta. We call her Ta.
Yes. Hi, Hillary. Yay, freedom.
Freedom and longevity sounds pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, you want to be around.
Right. Why be free if you're not here, right?
You don't want to be around for a long time if you don't have freedom. And, you know, the same works in reverse. So it's great to have both.
Yes. All right. Well, let's see. You know, you can tell people whatever you want to start with, but I'm going to ask you, what was the pivotal moment that first drew you into light technologies?
Well, you know, there's no freedom without light. You'd be wandering around in the dark, not knowing what to do. Mm. And light comes to us in so many different ways. And yet, I think we kind of miss the light. Now, I love where I live, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But the whole idea of light came when my dear husband, who was all light, David was light, amazing light on this planet, and had his ups and downs, definitely. But when he would get up, really up, the light was extraordinary. And unfortunately, 30 years, I watched him kind of in a roller coaster that just kept going down, further down, further down, further, until it consumed him with darkness. And I vowed to search all over the world for anyone who could help him. I dragged him to every allopathic specialist, and I studied homeopathy. I worked with every model of healer all over the world, trying hundreds of products, joining companies with products that claimed to help someone like my husband. And in the process, I learned a lot, but the pain, the grief, the overwhelm, and, you know, the mounting terror that just covered everything was too much. You know, I was so narrowly focused and driven to find a way to help him. You know, he has gallbladder removed in an emergency surgery, got a bacterial infection that spread to his brain, and mm-hmm. who he was disappeared. And the last 9 years were real horror. All I could think of was I had to find somebody to help him. And unfortunately, no one could. No one could. And you know, I sobbed morning and night, water poured out of my eyes day and night. Nothing seemed to make a difference until a friend told me about this new world of highly advanced light therapy. Now, sadly, it was too late for my husband, but gratefully, it was there for me. You know, I needed a lot of healing. And looking back at all of this, I feel like I should be walking around on my knees grateful to have started working in the industry that I'm in with a community of people dedicated to health and wellness back in 2004. So it gave me the experience of being able to walk away when I just couldn't be there. I couldn't work. I had to be with my husband. I had to be the care coordinator for everything that was happening. you know, and I thought, gosh, you know, I'm not working in yet. The money kept rolling in and helped me take care of him at a very high quality. I thought, you know, if I was still working in my traditional corporate job, even after 12 years, they would have fired me. They would not have kept paying me for years and years and years. So I was grateful for that while all this other stuff was going on. And it opened my eyes to saying, what is available? Right? Breath, free and available all the time. And yet we don't always stop, slow down, make time for it. Take breath, be aware, be present. You know, there's all kinds of breathwork stuff out there that people can access for free. But do we, you know, water, hydration, you know, this whole business of hydration, right? Be the light. Be the light of your hydration, right? How many times are you on Zoom with people if they don't stop?
Hey, can I go back to two questions? Do you mind?
Nope.
You said he was the light, but then for 30 years he was on a roller coaster up and down. What was that roller coaster from?
He had the Supreme Court in his head, judging him constantly, constantly. And, you know, he suffered with depression. And then he'd come out of it. Right? He wasn't on medication. He wasn't on, you know, we tried that route, didn't work. But after the gallbladder surgery, it was like something broke. Something big broke. And it's a big, long story and very convoluted and complex. But something big broke and they never could figure out what happened. They just knew that he had checked out in some way. And while his body was deteriorating, you know, it was just deteriorating over 9 years.
9 years, wow.
9 years. So being in a wellness community where I had the financial support, nobody could really help me with anything because, you know, there was really nothing to do there. There was times when I had to sell the house. I made the decision to sell the house. We had to completely get rid of everything. And, you know, I was blowing through money like just water, just pouring like a waterfall. And it was complete transformation, complete overwhelm, complete grief, you know, all at the same time. You know, I felt like many times I was just standing at the bottom of this giant mountain, you know, looking up at this mountain, knowing I needed to get to the top, but I don't know how to climb mountains. So it was like, okay, take a step. And I did have some very close friends and family members that were able to help out, you know, during the selling of the house and, you know, that kind of stuff. But there was nothing they could do to help me with David. So it was a difficult situation.
Mm.
But when I look back, I think to myself, how many people are in that situation? How many people don't have $10,000 to $15,000 a month to put on the highest quality hair you could possibly get, you know, in the allopathic model, in the private home model, in the taking care of? And then I provided, you know, I had people cooking and bringing in organic meals for him. I had people coming in and reading to him, playing music for him. I had people who brought animals. I mean, I tried all forms of stimulation nothing worked. Nothing worked. And, you know, how do you feel during that whole time? It's like I just committed to it and said, I'm never going to stop. And then boom, you know, there was this new information that came in from a good friend who used to be president of the company that I was with previously, said, take a look at this, right? And then my good friend that I've been working with, Renata, said, hey, you know, we did this. I said, oh, I'm doing this. It's like, let's work together again. So it came together in a beautiful way, but it was too late for him. So now I'm on a mission to help everybody else.
Mm.
But it was going towards the light that allowed me to keep going and to start healing.
And how did you do that, go towards the light?
So basically, this is where, you know, I had to continue to take steps. So I took the step and I found out. I wanted to know, what is this light therapy, this light technology? Well, I found out that, you know, together with other products, it activates your stem cells. And it does regeneration in the body. And my heart was a big issue. My heart had jumped out of rhythm. You know, it was all over the place. And, you know, my pulse dropped to 30. I could hardly breathe. I knew my heart was in trouble. I think my heart took the brunt all of the trauma. Yeah. So for me, when you hear about this, I did the same thing that when I talk to people that don't know anything about it, you know, from someone who's not heard about this, which is kind of our question number two, is what really are the benefits? The benefits to me are the same as the benefits to you, right? At its core, what's happening is all of us carry a blueprint of what we're like healthy, if we've ever been healthy. You've got that healthy blueprint under your being, and the body wants to get back to that healthy blueprint. So when you look about light therapy, there's all kinds of light therapy out there right now. But the one that I chose is very highly advanced form of phototherapy. And it's an elegant fusion of physics and biology. Right, wavelengths of light designed to awaken cellular pathways of healing. And what happens to me is the body just woke up and it started putting a foundation under the things that needed help. It's kind of like a house. You know, if you live in a house, it doesn't have a foundation. You never know where you're going to fall through the floor, right? You jump into bed and it's like, boom, you're in the basement. But your cells know, your organs know, your tissues know, right? That healing knows where to go. So that started happening. And you also add a very important ingredient called love.
Mm.
Love is the guiding intention. So when the cells receive the data from the light, right? And the priority, they choose the priority for your body. And the love is there. There's an integration of a transformation and healing. Love becomes the bridge. And how many people can say, I can love myself through this massive trauma? I can love and take care of myself watching the person I love most in the world deteriorate. It's not an easy thing to do. But adding light to it helps. Think about it. You don't have to stop doing anything. You just add light. And the company that I align with makes it easy to add light to the body, right? And it works physically, emotionally, mentally, soul, and spirit. And it's easy to do. It's affordable to do. And there's lots of light. And you go out in the sun, your vitamin D levels go up, your vitamin C levels go up. You don't necessarily feel it. I choose to live in a place that has light 265 days a year, mostly. And every once in a while, it gets cloudy and it rains, you know, but the sun will come out eventually. I like the light. I like the sun. I like the sunshine. I like being in it. And I move heaven and earth to make sure that I can be there. I can do that. But when you add love to it, And love from a perspective of acceptance rather than, this is a really big part of it, wanting people to be who you want them to be. And it's an interesting concept. I don't know that most people would admit. Maybe they're not at a place that they can see it within themselves. Maybe it's the shadow side of who they are. But most of the time, we want people to be who we want them to be. You know, we establish who they are. And when they go outside the lines, we can be unkind, and we may not even know we're being unkind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We can be much worse than unkind. Right? Or we can just be not happy. Right? As a influencer, you have me on your show. You may want me to say certain things, like you don't, because you're wide open. You know, come and have fun with Hillary and get informed, learn and grow and have, right? But some of them really do want you to say certain things. And if you don't, they're not happy. And they expect it. But they don't tell you any of this ahead of time. It's the same kind of thing, you know, in families. They establish who you are, and then they kind of expect you to be that person. Well, we're changing and growing and transforming all the time. And I'm a person who grew up with some interesting capability. I didn't ask for it, where I know what people want from me. The second I'm in their presence, I know what they want from me. And much of my life, I spent just being that. Until it frustrated me, and then I'd blow up, and then they go, whoa, what's that all about? And that still happens. Still happens.
Like, would you say you were a people pleaser? Or is it a different form?
Yeah, I think I am, as long as it doesn't cross the line too much.
Mm.
Right? I mean, there's some hard and fast boundaries. But it just felt, especially when I was much younger, it just felt much easier to go along than to get tangled up in people's manipulations and all their stuff. You know, I just thought, you know, I don't feel that there's anything I can say, so, you know, I just wouldn't go there. And now it's not possible anymore because of the light. The light is not letting me be that anymore.
Wow.
Remember, it works physically, mentally, emotionally, soul, and spirit.
So if I asked you to do something or whatever, you would just be like, no. Like,
no.
You would know to say no.
Well, for instance, a week or so ago, I was at my cardiologist's office for a check-in. I hadn't seen him for a year. And he's a great guy, just a great guy, top cardiac surgeon on the West Coast. Very wonderful personality, wonderful guy. And he had me do an echocardiogram ahead of time and that bunch of different tests before he saw me, because he knows I'm not going to come back for another year. And when I had the echo, it was the worst echocardiogram I've ever had. And I've had many. It's extremely painful, and it doesn't have to be painful. And the woman who was doing it, young woman who was doing it, I mean, the energy I got from her is that she's quite new at this. Anyway, so she says to me, I'm not getting good pictures. Right. And there's an injection of a medication that we can give you that will make the pictures clearer. And it's not harmless to the body at all. Body will just flush it out, you know, within the hour, and but it'll have clear pictures for the doctor. And she went about calling the nurse in, you know, I mean, she just didn't let me answer. She just kind of went about getting this nurse to come in, and a couple of nurses came in, and, you know, and they walked in, and I said, I'm not doing this. I said, oh, well, let me tell you about it. So then they went through the same thing over again. And they kept stressing, it's not harmful. Don't have anything to worry about. You know, we do it all the time. We do tons of these all the time. You know, and it's like, you know, are you ready to go? No. I said, but what you can do is write down the name of the drug, put it on a little sticky note, and put it on my purse. And they were just flabbergasted. You know, they just couldn't believe it. So then I wait and I see the cardiologist, and he walks into the room and he goes, your heart is rock solid. I mean, he was shocked how much better it's gotten in the last year. Because it's been, you know, there were some pretty crazy times when I first started seeing him 4 years ago. And he said, and you lost 12 pounds. That's great. And, you know, da 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 da. I said, well, I'm curious. Says, how did you find the pictures? He says, they were crystal clear. And I said, can I give you a little bit of feedback? He said, well, yeah, sure. I said, this is my experience, and this is what I was told. And in fact, I Googled it while I was waiting for you, and I handed him the phone, and I said, there's 7 warnings that say severe reaction, severe reaction, severe reaction. Right? He may not have known about this. I mean, all he gets is from the pharmaceutical reps. Yeah. And he did say, we do hundreds of those. I said, I'm sure you do. And then he didn't say much of anything after that. So they asked me to fill out a feedback form. Yeah. And so I did. I did. I mean, he's a good guy. He'll, you know. So in years ago, I probably would have done it and been very unhappy.
Yeah. You might have had a reaction.
So I think it's fine to slow things down and say no. Or when somebody hits you with the energy that is not yours, or you feel like is not true, and or hurts your feelings, right? I think it's fine to say that's not okay. And someone might say that's not okay, but if I wait too long, sometimes I just
that just happened to me. I wouldn't go along trying to be the good mom. And then I'd blow up and I realized, okay, that doesn't work because I wasn't making any rules or, but you know, I was trying to be cool mom. Well, cool mom looks like an idiot when she blows up like a maniac. So I get it.
Yeah.
So you think the light helped you to be able to speak up, like to just know, not doing it. That's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it.
But I think a lot of people struggle with that.
Well, I think it shines. You're feeling better. You're feeling better, even though you may still have things. You know, it's like, hey, nothing disappears overnight. I'm 75. It took 75 years to get to this point. You know, I don't expect to, you know, use any therapy technology for a few years and, you know, right away notice something. Some people do. A lot of people notice things along the way. Some people notice some things right away, and then other things get better over time. So it just depends. But it's giving time and space to the light is very, very important.
And you went from having, I don't know if it was heart failure, but major heart problems with your rock solid.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this technology.
Because of this technology, yes.
Wow.
I mean, we're bioelectrical beings. You know, the communication and the signaling that happens on them, you know, on the molecular level is incredible. You know, it's kind of like wavelengths of light meet emotional resonance, love-driven focus, right, synthesizes with light to mobilize the cells, optimize that kind of mitochondrial function, and ignite that inner capacity for self-repair. It's beautiful.
Where does the love come from? Is it part of
it comes from you. Self-love.
But the technology helps how? I didn't know that part. I've just been experimenting with it in my manifestation class and, you know, looking at beauty, becoming back to the heart, thinking about what I love to do. Like, that's an access to the love rather than, oh my God, I'm trying to get this right and it's not happening. And like, which is probably the way I've been everywhere in my life, to be able to access the love.
Heart first.
Yeah.
Heart first. And the technology, how you use the technology, right? There's strategies to open the heart, access the heart more. Yeah. It's very deep and broad. One of the things that I've seen is that, you know, there's a lot of people getting into this technology. This company is the fastest growing company in the world right now. And they want to join because it's very lucrative, but they don't do the deep work to really find out the depth and breadth of what this is and what it can do, right? I mean, if they're doing it, looking at it as a business, they really want to do their homework, but they don't. They just want to go telling people about it and then, you know, hit and miss, maybe somebody will have an experience and they'll stay with it, right? That's so shallow. That's so shallow.
Shallow right here.
No, I mean, you access.
I'm shallow number one.
Shallow number one. Yeah, well, you know, it's got a long line behind you, I'll tell you.
Oh my God, wow. All right, well.
But, you know, but the thing is, you don't need to go deep because you have me.
Right. And John.
So not everybody needs to do what I wanted to do. Right? This is a passion. At the same time, right, don't tell me that people, you know, there are people that are approaching me now and saying, you know, I think I tried that and didn't really work. And I said, well, what did you do? And so they tell me the little bit that they did. And how long did you do it? I did it for a month or two. It's like, oh, okay. And then if they're truly interested, I can tell them what it actually takes. And it's, you know, it's not, you know, take a pill and forget about it.
Right.
It's not that. It's true healing isn't going to come that way. You know, how much time do you spend in silence every day? 5 minutes is great. People say, I only have 5 minutes to give it. I said, yeah, that's how it starts. You only think you have 5 minutes, but once you start doing it and getting the benefit from it, then it's like, I really want to spend 10 minutes. In fact, I think I'd like to spend half an hour. Maybe I will get up a half an hour earlier to do this. Or maybe I will take a break at lunchtime and really take a break. Right? Or a walk in nature, or, you know, after work, or whenever people can carve it out. And eventually, one of the things that happens is they really start taking a look at what they think is impossible, starts becoming possible, and they start looking at everything under that lens.
Mm.
So I'm in a job that's all consuming and by the time, it's all I can do to get home and make dinner or have dinner if someone else is making it for you. If you have kids, you know, deal with your kids. And then you're exhausted, you go to bed, and it's all you can do to get up the next morning, drink a bunch of coffee, and do it all over again. Right? That can feel impossible. The idea that it doesn't have to be that way. Right? So you just stay open, open a window, start accessing the light, stay open, right? Take a look at what you're putting in the body, right? Are we putting in processed stuff? Are we putting in toxic stuff, right? What are we putting in? Doesn't have to all change overnight. If you're drinking this much coffee every day, try a cup. You don't have to give it up. You know, you can do this in a stepwise manner. But every step, you can feel stronger. Right? Sometimes you take two steps forward, you take one step back. That's fine. And you don't have to do it alone. When you have a wellness community, you have leverage, you have support. Right? You've got people there. And all wanting the same thing, to be in service to each other. So these, you know, little steps make a big, huge, giant difference. Boundaries, that I was able to have boundaries, you know, with that woman in the echocardiogram. And it was a no-brainer. It's like, no, I'm not doing that. I wasn't worried. I wasn't fearful. I wasn't like, it's like, no, you know, just like somebody saying, you want to eat ice cream? Like, no, I don't want to eat ice cream.
But that he said that the pictures were clear when they were saying they weren't.
Crystal clear.
That's, yeah. So, okay, yeah. We have to take our break, our commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about you being a best-selling author.
I love it.
That's amazing. All right. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Has social-emotional learning become just one more thing on your teacher's plates? Do teachers and students both find it boring and ineffective? Then bring Kikori to your school. Kikori transforms classrooms through experiential SEL activities that help students play, reflect, connect, and grow. Even better, students say it's more fun than recess. Schedule a no-obligation conversation at kikoriapp.com/bringkikori. KIKORI.
Hey, it's Hillary from the Getting Real with Hillary Show. Life can be messy, raw, and real. And sometimes we're afraid to feel vulnerable. We're afraid to be that real self. Well, that's exactly what the Getting Real with Hillary Show and Getting Real movement is all about. Being our true selves. Every week, I bring you stories of transformation, authenticity, and hope. People getting real with their struggles, their faith, and their breakthroughs. So don't miss a thing. Subscribe to my weekly newsletter today. You'll get stories, links to everything new, and how to create a life you love every week directly to your inbox. You can also find my books on Amazon, my courageous and riveting memoir, The Second Piece of French Toast, in case you feel stuck in your life and want to get inspired. How I Came Out About My No Sex Life and My Marriage, and my second book, Real Talk. That one will get you speaking up in ways you've been too afraid to do so, and really creating amazing freedom. And my third book, How to Stop Fixing Yourself and Start Having Fun, the name is called Your Bullshit is Your Blessing. Find links to everything and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Getting Real with Hillary, and you'll find the links in the header. So visit, and you can also visit gettingrealwithhillary.com. Because the real you is worth it and wants to come out.
Welcome back. We're going to hear all about our best-selling author in a minute. But first, just a thank you to KokoriApp.com. If you want to bring social-emotional learning, if you want to change the way your children learn, you definitely owe it to yourself to check that out. It's truly transforming education. We have Jerry Dale, who was on the dark side and came back to the light. Definitely check out his book, Music, Porn, and Jesus. Yes, you just saw that in the commercial. We have my books, which I won't go into. And we have some other sponsors where you're seeing their banner go through, which is very exciting. So thank you to all of them. And now we're going to bring back Rita. Okay, we're back. And I want to know about you being a best-selling author. What inspired your new book, Light Beyond Limits, and who will find it most valuable?
Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited. You're the first person that's getting a glimpse, a little taste of Light Beyond Limits. And again, I love the light. I live in the light 265 days a year. And I've been called to light all my life. All my life. Light and sound and energy. Forever and ever and ever. I sang as a young person. I sang until I was 18 years old. I loved to sing. That was going to be my path, was singing. But, you know, paths change. And it's always been there. So I want to bring more light to the whole topic of light. And these messages can form our choices, can do all kinds of stuff. So I started writing when my husband was ill, just as a cathartic thing, because it was so incredibly painful. It was actually hard to write about. You know, a lot of people told me to write, and stories always came to me, but what was happening to him? So I just started kind of documenting what was happening, right? And that was something. Like many other people, they don't start waking up until something happens, right? Whether it's a message that gets so loud they finally hear it. You know, the body's talking to us all the time, body, mind, soul, spirit, always talking to us, emotions. And we either choose to not hear it, or we just don't hear it. You know, our lives are, you know, chaotic, or however we've created them. But when a symptom or a message comes through, right, this book is for people who are done living in the shadow. Mm-hmm. And they're really ready to come into the light. And it becomes a resource for them to regenerate, to clear emotional residue, calm the nervous system, and reconnect with the wisdom of your soul. So it introduces this whole idea of natural science-backed light theory and the power of bioenergetic healing, and connects them to our stories. My story about my husband, you know, your story about your kids, other people's story. At the same time, it educates them about global wellness communities that are available to support them and help them both with their healing and their path to abundance. So that's the book, and it is...
And when did it come out? When did it get published?
It's in process right now. But that's that book. So how did I get to that? Is I started writing chapters for, you know, books with other writers. And and those books got published. Every one of those books, there's three different books that I've contributed a chapter to.
Okay.
And some of them touch on some of these things I'm saying. Just touch on it. And we got Amazon bestseller every single time. And then the publisher of those books reached out to me, and she says, you need to write a whole book. Whole book. It's like, yeah, maybe next year. She's like, no, come to my writer's workshop And, you know, let's play.
Yeah.
So I did. It was so fun. If you know anybody that's looking for, you know, 2-day, day and a half writer's workshop with a brilliant publisher and her editor. I mean, she's been doing this for 50 years or something.
She knows
her stuff. And so I went and we had a blast. We just had a blast. And she goes, okay, write down, just brainstorm all the titles of all the books that you ever think you ever want to write. So we were all writing down titles and writing down titles. And then she came back and she said, okay, here's the criteria. Now go through and pick, you know, number one by the ones that you really think seriously you want to write. And she said, but one of the criteria is, does this make you happy?
Mm.
Yeah, I asked that question about just about anything in life. You know, are you happy? Does this make you happy? Right. And the minute she asked that, the book I was going to write disappeared, got put on the back seat, and this one just shined. It's like, I'm here, I'm coming through.
Wow.
So, you know, look for it around the end of this year.
Okay. I was going to say, I wish I had read it. It was already out, but so you were a best-selling author in the other books, and this one will come out in December. Awesome. And who will find it valuable?
And who will find it valuable? When you think about people who are... done with the shadow.
Mm.
They're done living in the dark to whatever degree they are. And the nature of the shadow is you can't see it.
Mm.
You can't see it yourself. So other people tell you about your shadow. I'm focusing it on people who are ready. They are ready to step out into the light in on all levels. So they could have built a business. They could be extremely successful in whatever endeavor that they are in. But they're not happy. They're not happy. They're not vitally healthy. And they're not free.
Mm.
So that's a lot of people. People say, no, you've got to make it much narrower, much narrower. And it's like, no.
No. I think that does it. Happy, not healthy, not happy, and not free.
That's pretty...
There you go. Yeah.
And the cool thing is that I'm working on a quiz I'm going to add to my website that people can go and take a quiz. And then I'm going to personally, as long as I can, you know, and I'll have an algorithm eventually that'll do it. But initially, between now and December, and it's a pretty big commitment, I'm going to personally respond to each of these people that come on the website and take a quiz. It's a little short quiz, but it kind of reflects back. It's like a mirror that reflects back to them who they think they are and what they put down, what they check off, right? And it's... See, none of it's complex. It's the simplicity that eludes people.
Mm.
And you, because you've got people all over the planet right now saying self-love, self-care, right? Silence. These things are golden.
Yeah.
But is all the people on the planet, are all the people on the planet doing that? No. And yet all the great thought leaders, that's what they're saying. So why is it they can't get out of their own way and get to that?
Because they're watching the news.
Well, turn it off. It's just on knob. I haven't had a television.
Supposed to scare you.
15 years.
Yeah.
I haven't had a TV in 15 years.
Yeah.
Not interested. I don't look it up online. I don't.
Doomsday. That's all I hear is doomsday. It's like.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go away. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a separation that's happening from people that tend to be negative, you know, tend to pick out all your thoughts, all your flaws, all the things they think, you know, oh, no, 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 no. You know, they're projecting out onto you, and they're projecting their own negativity.
Right.
And the minute that happens, it's kind of like a wave. You just go, okay, you know, this is coming at me. I think I'll go over here.
Yeah, I heard. And one thing, you just go, oh, not mine.
That's right.
You give it back.
That's not.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's not mine.
That's right.
You just push it. But you have to be awake enough. Sometimes I'm not. I'm like, what just happened? Oh, that wasn't mine.
Let me. You got slimed. Yeah.
Oh, in a big way. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. It's not like automatic sometimes.
But the more you practice it. I remember when I was working, I helped launch an electronic medical records company back in 1990, the very first one. And I had this big office, and I put this giant mirror on the wall in back of me. Huge mirror on the wall in back of my desk. And people would come in, and I'd watch them watching themselves in the mirror, right? And they'd come in, and maybe they were coming in to complain about something or other. And they'd come in with this face, and then they'd see their face in the mirror. It was
a straight idea.
It was hysterical. Well, I was thinking about handing them a mirror and letting them look, but I thought, no, this is way better.
As long as the back of your head looked good, because that's what.
Yeah.
Wow, what a great idea. All right. So where can people go to learn more about your work, connect with you, or schedule a complimentary session?
Well, and they can go and actually take that little quiz. That's going to be up there soon, probably definitely by September 1st.
Okay.
Or quicker, my technical person can do it. So they can go to RitaKwan.com.
That's RHETAH, and then no space, and then KWAN.com. Okay.
That's it. They can go to RitaKwan.com. And they can click on regenerative cell therapy.
Okay.
And there'll be a little thing that says, take the quiz. And they can take the quiz, or they can just schedule with me sometime. I'm happy to chat with them about this. I'm gathering information. I'm sharing information, which helps me gather information for the book. So I love to connect with people.
All right, cool. So, wow. All right. What else can we tell people? We still have some time left.
Questions? You want to ask some other questions?
I think I've asked all your questions. The light technology, besides this, you know, the company, are you studying that also? I think you said you had been studying energy and light as well. Like, what kind of things have you done about to learn?
Or so I study the acupuncture points because you can utilize and enlighten your acupuncture points. And, you know, the acupuncture meridians are 200 times faster communication than the nervous system. So it's a lovely way to activate the body.
How many are there?
Oh, there's tons. There's tons of meridians. Oh. If you look at a chart, you can go online and look at you can type acupuncture meridian chart, and you'll see all the dots. And you can open up, you can see like the gallbladder meridian is going to be, you know, on the outside of the body. You know, it starts right here. And then it goes up and around and all over the head and then down here, goes down the arm, goes down the outside of the body. So when people say I'm hurting here, you know, on the outside, it's like, oh, that's gallbladder. We can open up some of the gallbladder meridians and clear it because there's blockages. They're like little doors.
Hmm.
And when those doors get closed, boom. You know, there's no flow happening.
How do they get closed?
Life, inflammation, wear and tear, injury, trauma, stress, both emotional stress and physical stress. Yeah, all of the above.
And then how do they get opened?
Well, you can actually, I mean, you can just press and stimulate, right? Acupressure.
Okay.
You can do acupuncture with the needle,
Yeah.
right? That's where the acupuncturist is. Or you can use light therapy and put a light therapy technology on it. Yeah, so gallbladder's on the outside, right? Stomach goes down the front. The cool thing is that, I could share with you the information and you could look and you could go, I'm going to poke around here and see, poke around on those meridians and say, oh, that's really sore. Okay, work with this point. Right?
Wow, yeah.
So you become more aware, more in tune. And if you keep a little notebook, you can keep a little notebook. A lot of people don't want to do that. That's fine. Or not. You can start seeing patterns. And the patterns can be pretty fascinating.
And what do they show with the meridians or anything?
What's sore? That's
Wow.
how often is this sore? And if you work with it, how quickly does it get not sore? Right? What happens to your sleep during that time? How's your digestion? How's your elimination? How's your achiness or pain? How's your stress? And those are just the big ones.
And then what does that tell you once you
How
get?
you're progressing
Oh.
or not.
Yeah.
And then you move it around. How much water are you drinking? Hydration plays a major role. That's right. It's right.
My other one was water, even though it looked like coffee, it was water in there.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
So, okay, so we just have a few minutes left. What do you want to? I mean, I know we want them to go take your quiz. We want them to, if they're done with the shadow and the dark side, we want them to, if they're ready, find the light through your book and through your quiz, right? And what else do you want to leave people with? Because it's so powerful and it's so important.
I think the find some time. Make time for yourself. Make time for your life. If you're feeling pressured, make time, whether it's 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, find the time. Something is not right if you can't find the time. Everybody, well, let's say majority of people, there are people in, unthinkable situations. That's different. Everybody can find the time. Everybody can choose yourself. It's not selfish.
And what will that do for them?
It'll give them an experience of who they are. And in that space that you make for yourself, right? Tell yourself that I love you. I love you. I'm making time for you. Oh, somebody's awake. He says, I want to get in on this conversation.
Hi there.
He
Hi.
says, I love you. He loves the words. I love
Oh,
you. I love
oh,
you. I love you too. I love you too.
oh,
I do.
so
I
sweet.
love you. I'm saying
Oh,
his favorite words. Yeah,
oh,
he knows. He knows. Look at
that's
him.
amazing.
Look at him. He loves.
Oh, hi there, cutie.
He just loves those
Oh,
little. He's such a love.
so
They
sweet.
know. They're called to this energy. Aren't you, sweetheart?
Oh my God, that's so great.
Yeah.
All right, we are out of time, and I just want to leave people with that. Say, I love you, and who knows who's going to show up in your lap, right? Kissing
Yeah,
you and just
he's just such a love.
oh, that's awesome.
He knows the words.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right,
They
well,
animals don't, they don't have to. You know, there's no placebo, there's no anything with the animals. They know.
Yeah.
You know, they know. So that was
great. That was perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much. We gotta go. Great having you, and spread the light.
Spread the light, be the light, and share the light.
Thank you for watching this episode. I started getting real with Hillary when I discovered that I was a people-pleasing, pleasant phony, and wanted to be more of my real self. We can grow together. If you will like the show, subscribe to my channel, and share this episode with your friends and family so that we can have a world that's more real.